All right. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. Joining me today will be Seth Connors with Sports Daily. We have a lot of news for you, a lot of updates on the damages from Hurricane or Tropical Storm Hillary. Plus, we're going to do the weather today. This episode is brought to you by the Sierra Light Gallery in Mammoth. And now, a word from our general sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
And I want to thank our sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorgas, for which we would not be able to do the news, and Sierra Light Gallery for sponsoring this episode of Eastern Sierra Now News. And before we move on to the news, I just want to remind you that the Eastern Sierra Now app is awesome. And also, Eastern Sierra Now has a Patreon. If you like listening to Eastern Sierra Now News, consider supporting us on Patreon so we can continue to do what we do best, the news for the Eastern Sierra. All right, and the Golden Trout Eastern Sierra Fly Fishing Report for the end of August. Summer is winding down, but we are heading into the favorite time of year to go fly fishing. Most of the rivers have stabilized, and Crowley Lake continues to provide some exceptional trophy trout fishing. If you want to learn fly fishing from the experts at Golden Trout Guiding Company, there's a 2023 Fall Fly Fishing Fishing Clinic. October 28th and 29th. If you would like more information, email goldentroutguiding@gmail.com or 858-750-9820. So the Owens River is still going around 400 cubic feet per second over the past few days, making it difficult to wade and move across the stream. Access is still limited as Chalk Bluff Road still remains closed. But Bishop Creek and Rock Creek, the higher elevation streams, are fishing great. Flows have stabilized, yet they are on the higher side, so use caution in the river. Crowley Lake has been a blast the last couple of weeks, and the fish have moved into shallower water. Upper Owens is experiencing a lot of great fishing around and below Hawk Creek. East Walker River is 540 CFS and is really hard to wade out into, so it's making the fishing a little bit difficult. And that's the Golden Trout Guiding Company fish report for late August. And work continues to assess damage, make repairs to Inyo County. Yesterday and today, Inyo County road crews were able to reopen four of the 22 roads damaged by the storm as it blew through the area on Sunday and Monday. dropping record amounts of precipitation in less than 12 hours. The reopened routes include Horseshoe Meadows, Tuttle Creek, Tecopa, Tot Springs, and State Line Roads. Additionally, Caltrans crews have been working around the clock to restore access to the communities of Darwin, Keeler, and Homewood Canyon. The county remains in communication with the residents regarding needed services. State Route 190 in Death Valley National Park sustained major damage, and the park remains closed to the public. SR 190 and SR 136, those are the state road, that's what SR means, is outside the park, are also closed to the public. So, yeah, no visiting Death Valley right now. If you go to Eastern Sierra now and look at the pictures, there's updated pictures on here, and the road is completely collapsed in areas. You won't be able to drive there. The county and LADWP wants to thank the public for their cooperation, ask for continued patience as they assess damages. All right, and now we're done with the updates. Let's go on to the weekend weather. Weather in Mammoth right now is a nice 69 degrees, 0% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 75 and a low of 41, so that's going to make for a nice Saturday. 0% precipitation as well. Sunday is going to be 77 degrees as a high and 44 degrees as a low, and 0% chance of precipitation as well. Let's go on to Lone Pine. Currently in Lone Pine, it's 91 degrees. Tonight's going to be a low of 65. That'll be nice. Saturday will be 94 degrees with a low of 63. Sunday will be 95 degrees with a low of 67. And it looks like we ride the high 90s in Lone Pine until Friday next week when it drops below 90 for the first time in a seven-day succession. All right, in my home of Bishop, on Friday it's going to be 90 degrees and cloudy. Currently it's 90 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 56 tonight. Saturday, high of 91, low of 56. And Sunday, it's going to be a high of 93 with a low of 58. And throughout the week next week, we're going to be mid-90s until Friday, when it will dip down predictably to 86 degrees as a high. And that's all I have for the news and the weather today, but we do have Sports Daily with Seth Connors. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. First up, a look at high school football. The Bishop Broncos will make a seven-hour trip around the Bakersfield Horn to take on the Yosemite Badgers tonight. The Broncos won last week at Fernley when junior safety Nello Dondero returned a fumble for a touchdown. That was all the Broncos would need en route to a 7-0 victory. The Broncos suffered a big blow on the first play of the game, however, as they lost key lineman Owen Arndahl to a season-ending right knee injury. Head coach Arnie Paulus spoke on it this morning, expressing his disappointment regarding Arndahl's situation.
It's the heartbreaks for the kid because he was injured most of the year last year with a shoulder injury, missed some time his freshman year with a foot injury, and now he's going to miss his entire junior season because of the knee injury. But the guys are rallied around him to pick up the slack. Chacho Suarez will step in and get the start at left tackle, and Trey Gardner is going to play a lot more at tackle as well.
Tonight, Bishop will battle a Badgers team that beat Mariposa County by a score of 32-0 last week. As I mentioned before, the trip to Yosemite High is a long one. The Broncos pulled out of Bishop a little after 6 a.m. for the night game. The Broncos are no strangers to long travel, however. Coach Paulu later spoke about the experience of travel and the importance thereof.
We need to know the route over here really well in case we have to come over here for playoffs. We need to know the right way to travel, the right way to do it, where we're making sure we're staying loose and we're ready to play football. So we're looking forward to a great effort tonight against Yosemite. Had a good week of practice, so it should be a great game.
Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. In Mammoth, the Huskies will host Hesperia Christian tonight. This will be the first game on the schedule for HC. Mammoth will look to right the ship after losing 34-6 to Fresno's Emmanuel Christian last week. The Huskies will be without a couple of stars, however, as speedster Matt Petroni will sit with an ankle injury and stud lineman Bryce Baldwin will also miss tonight's game with a knee injury, the severity of which has not been confirmed just yet, but it is a multiple-game injury at the very least. Head coach Jesse Warden, speaking on behalf of the team, expects a better performance this week against Hesperia and is excited at the prospect of a home game. Here are his thoughts on upgrading from last week.
To correct some of our mistakes, dominate a little bit more on the line of scrimmage, offense and defense, hopefully create more turnovers and just score more. We only scored one touchdown last week in Fresno, and so hopefully this week with our home crowd and all the excitement and all the hype, we can put on a show for our home fans and our town, and we're super excited for this week.
And I look forward to attending my first Mammoth game this evening. Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. Lone Pine will battle Tonopah tonight. The game will mark the start of the season for both teams. Golden Eagles versus Muckers will kick off at 7 p.m. Let's take a quick look at high school volleyball. In Bishop, the Lady Broncos will host Fresno's Emmanuel Christian this afternoon. The Broncos, coming off a second-place finish at last week's Fernley tournament, look to even out their record at 4-4. This will be the first match of the year for an Emmanuel Christian team that was 15-8 last year. First serve is this afternoon at Gus Klikas Gym at 4 p.m. In Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers won both games of a doubleheader yesterday in Cleveland. Ryan Pepio got the win for the Dodgers in the early game. He went four innings of middle relief, giving up one run and striking out six Guardians. Mookie Betts was 2-for-3, Freddie Freeman was 2-for-4, and Michael Busch and Kiki Hernandez both homered in the 9-3 Dodgers victory. In the night game, Mookie Betts was 5-for-5, and six Dodger relievers combined to finish what Clayton Kershaw started midweek. Kershaw went two innings on Wednesday before the game was suspended until last night, when the Dodger bullpen took over and went seven shutout as the Dodgers take 2 out of 3 from the Guardians, winning last night by a score of 6-1. The Dodgers are running away with the West. They now have a 12-game lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. They'll start a 3-game weekend series with the Boston Red Sox tonight at Fenway Park. It'll be Lance Lynn versus Cutter Crawford for the Red Sox at 4:10 this afternoon. And that's a look at sports. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. I'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Seth. I want to thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News and Sports Daily with Seth Connors. And I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app, as it contains a lot more content that we cover in this program. And thank you to our sponsors, the Sierra Light Gallery. Go visit that up in Mammoth today. Beautiful photos. My name is Byron Walter, and I'm wishing you, Eastern Sierra citizens, a great weekend. Byron out.